Americans are not very good at determining how active they are. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ari Kaptein, research professor of economics at the University of Southern California, explores why.
Think you know how active you are physically? You're probably wrong. With an international team of scientists, we studied how physically active people from the US, England, and the Netherlands thought they were compared to how physically active they really were. We asked study participants in the three countries to self-report their level of activity on a 5-point scale from inactive to very active, while wearing fitness trackers that recorded their actual activity. Though people from all three countries reported similar levels of activity, fitness tracker data revealed Americans were considerably less active than the Dutch and the English. In fact, compared to the Dutch, Americans were almost twice as likely to be labeled inactive and 30% less likely to be categorized as very active. Does this mean Americans are more likely to lie or to delude themselves about how active they are? Or that the Dutch and English humbly underestimate the level of activity? No, it means people in different countries can have vastly different interpretations of the same survey questions, resulting from cultural and environmental differences that affect perceptions of activity. Unlike in Holland and England, for instance, people in the US don't routinely walk or ride bikes to work and for errands. Clearly, scientists who study fitness should proceed with caution when relying on self-reported data regarding physical activity. When you do, you're not only relying on people to accurately remember the physical activity they report, but to also share a common understanding of survey terms.
That was Ari Kaptein of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.